wants to take notes today? What? Okay. I'll make funny drawings. Very interesting start of the meeting. Everyone's looking down, reading.
Well, it's just something that he had mentioned in the previous, like just to sort of have a prototype together, and so just saying that we could potentially do that.
Yeah,
it's not something.
This could be just sort of like, just describe some screenshots.
Yeah, sure. Like the thing is, I was thinking even in the stuff that I was doing, I mean, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing. Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, actually, yeah, I had that at the very end, screenshots, but that didn't show up on this page, so it's not even relevant. So. Anyways, so yeah, this is just very general structure. I guess from this, we can just pop in our little blurbs and
yeah. I've written the topic
section. All right, cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this. I could do that before I mail it to you guys. Otherwise, yeah. Did someone else want to throw it together? Actually, I can probably still throw it together. If you know. I'll put your parts into this one. Perfectionist.
Should never said that. And I'm being like, I don't know, I'm not a native speaker of English. I guess. we'll see. Yeah, I'll look at it like when my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something. So if you can work on like that, and then like. No, actually no. But I'm never online in the morning, so. Yeah. Well, yeah, do what you want to do with it first, and then I'll look at yeah. And I'll send it out to you again, sort of, or whatever.
Well, that's the original.
Probably want to think about if we want to change our goals and stuff. I think one thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the audio files. That's no, I don't think that's too big. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's definitely one thing we could just remove. Yeah.
Comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say we managed to do
or some of them were a bit later or something.
Yeah,
we could even
I mean we haven't really yeah he doesn't have to know exactly what I've done. I mean, yeah, it meant, I mean, it's not finished, but it doesn't really say.
You don't have any more PS on this game.
And you can say, yeah, we're still aiming for the browsing to be completely in the market.
Didn't there go that it's supposed to be done already?
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3 days
ago. Are one of those something that you want to change and delete from our list of expectations?
Give me a week, then I'll tell you the answer.
Okay. Like, should we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speaker characterization might get slimmer.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. I really want to do it.
We'll this
yeah,
as well.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be
yeah,
the
okay.
work.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be something.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we change the deadlines? Should we, I don't know, what do you think, Mike, about our things that we have together? Should we, I mean, now, yeah, I mean, we have now, like, inverted and you have the other, but what about them? Removing these fluencies, should we just, yeah, we just keep it together on the the paper there right now and just see what? No, not the disfluencies, no. Yeah, it might be, yeah.
Like I'll claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then you can leave that one as a joint one.
Yeah. Something.
Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found, finally, today, something that I can do. I should ask for tomorrow. I should. It's very useful. I'll be wearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my intent is to work on these things tomorrow a bit more as well. So I don't know if we send it in the afternoon. Maybe I can add a few sentences to when I'm done. Then it's done, and if it's not, he'll hopefully in London. But yeah, we'll see. Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff, but yeah, but I'll work on it. A thing I was wondering about that is, I haven't looked at it so much, but if any of you guys know how we could do the, like, from the extract words that you did, like, also in extract timestamps and stuff, so we can, is it? Yeah. Okay. 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 Yeah, so now I could just put it in some tuple or something, yeah. What on the? Okay. I'll take a look at that.
Is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy it in from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already. I thought you said okay, all right. Okay, I thought you said that you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and maybe were fix those on your computer or something. Okay. I'm gonna try and minimize the amount of changes I make in the project. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes for each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they click on that, it's gonna go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say, topics, summary, blah, blah, blah. Have three different windows come up? Or three, like sub panes, sort of.
At the moment, is there a window that comes up, or is that a second result pane, or is that,
I thought what we sort of discussed last week was to have it sort of on the same window. So it'll be on the search window, the bottom half of the search window. I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what I was going to be working with. So it's just like you click those and it just loads up, splits that thing into two or three or whatever it is. One, two, three, depending on which ones you check. And then, so if you want to do it that way, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other issues down the road, depending on.
Well, you confused me. Do you have three separate windows with three separate different types of
No, just panes, just result panes.
Okay,
Each of the
not
two.
three different.
No, no, no. So it's just
Pops.
going to detect, topics and summaries for what we want to search, then it'll there'll be two result panes. So for one for topics, one for. I don't remember the tabs. But then you can't see
All of them, no.
and it's just like. Well, it's no, but the thing is, if you check them both, you already see all the results. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the summary and the topic and the transcript. Or we could just put them all into one result pane on that same window and just indicate.
We could order them by meeting, for example.
essentially they're temp, you know, in time order. So, yeah, that kind of makes most sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah. Should be an easy. Well, should be fairly easy, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just color code those?
Yeah.
The results to
thinking sometimes in a case like that, like I've run across in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever, and then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, an item in a list box.
But yeah, but if you
whereas if it's coming from
if you do it straight from, you know, you get the result and then there's a some if statement saying straight on the, you know, rock bottom level saying if you found a segment then color it, print it,
right.
And red or whatever.
Yeah.
As opposed to
It's just like from past experience there's a few little things that happen and just doesn't let you say certain things and just kind of trying to do a different kind of to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript or highlight the topic, at that point that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're working with an event handler within the one panel or those box or whatever it is. And, there are ways around it, but you know whether we'll be able to figure something out like
action.
That so before tomorrow, or delegates or whatever.
At the moment it works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't it?
I think he was saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. Yeah. I think that was he was saying that.
What do you mean it should work?
Wasn't Jonathan saying something about that? I think it's just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting.
The whole what fills the transcription box and all of the boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight.
Okay.
And that comes with a whole load of highlighting.
What did you say? Okay.
With the moving the disappearances, have you done anything with that?
No, I haven't.
Because I was wondering how to get writing back to HTML. I mean XML if we take if we did the processing writing it back to XML.
I thought we were just going to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of as a was that
text.
What was that?
Text file.
Well transcript. Oh no, transcript. No, because then we need all the other data if we want to keep it a transcript.
You will very much need to do with it.
Yeah, that's true.
There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML.
Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got. As opposed to
select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
We
print out certain segments, the segments that we want, just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Yeah.
That leaves out some of the print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not store it at all.
Yeah, that's what I think we like.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Sort of what we were thinking before. Actually, but this makes more sense.
But that will mean that you can only do things on. Actually, no, right, you can do things on Word. So, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're gonna do the XML, then fine.
We were not really. Well, I mean, we're not gonna do much more than just look at the text we remove these fluencies, because we're not gonna search it and we're not gonna like listen to it since we're not doing the audio thing. So I guess just displaying it is right. But well, anyway, yeah. No.
I think it's like, well, how would we display them? Like, if we do take this fluencies out and just, you know, create a text file, take the distance, you know, text file. Unless we extract that out of the file when we create the text file.
Yeah, so then it will look ugly probably because it will look just
yeah,
wrong.
yeah, that's true too.
It's probably best to do, as you said, like, just
I don't
like,
think it's gonna
yeah.
take long to
No.
change anyway. It's just
No.
I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long. It's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
Doesn't really fly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then it just goes through and says, if this word equals that footprint.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of this.
You could nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription, having them in parallel. So if certain, you know, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not proper word, then print it anywhere. But I mean, that's you know, fancy, but
Yeah,
yeah,
you probably could actually, it's probably less than that.
yeah. Yeah, so then, you know, the good way of doing it, not together, is that if someone doesn't want to look at the you know, the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it. But I mean, you can, you know, we can write something like, we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if that one is going to take too long. If it's going to take too long, I'll think about writing it to.
I was just thinking as well, I mean, we could probably even use like XSLT to kind of just transform it and, you know, flip it into just transforms like style sheet, XML
oh, right.
style sheet. And then it's kind of like there's usually things built in to, well, it should be built into Java, I mean, to process XML into. Like, it just creates whatever file it's going to be in. It's been a couple of years since I've looked into anything like this, but that might even be an easier way. And then that way we could even pre-process that beforehand. I don't know. Well, we don't want to have to do that, right? Although on the fly, it's typically brief.
Even trying to read it in XML with Java was a couple of days ago. I gave up doing that.
Oh, really?
Technology back to night stuff because it was not too much easier.
Yeah.
So we can do it with night stuff. Do it with
yeah, okay.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Java trying to do it and it was just so complicated.
Okay. I was thinking I might try and talk to, who is it, Jonathan and Jean? Like, just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just, like, have the object model and just kind of, like, plug and play with everything and just to actually use the system, you know, at a higher level rather than kind of, you know, playing around with a little bit of code and modifying their code and doing this and that. It would be nice to just sort of see what they're doing. So I might try and contact them, see if there's any other hints they could give us. Just to get things moving at a higher level, I guess. Seems to be more interesting to use it as a real developer. It just seems like a little tinkering here and there.
That's what
I'm
wondering about.
No, at a higher level. It should be conceptual and, you know, coming up with the brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bringing those to reality.
I have a friend who
Yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something if you want to do it. I personally don't want to mess with writing files.
say, I'll say what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, then
and
you can
some issues.
Yeah.
I
think that does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of, you know, things that we're still working on. Things
goals
like,
or
yeah,
something.
You know.
Yeah,
bullet,
that's right.
Bullet,
yeah.
Bullet points. Because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there,
yeah,
they're not together, you lose a lot of it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, maybe asleep.
Or she'll just take it. Or do you want to? Or no?
What? I don't know. It doesn't matter for me either. But
one quick look over, try and get it as good as I think that we.
Yeah. I mean, if we both. Yeah. 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 And correct back any, like, things that I thought was wrong in English or whatever. It's like, no. It's not that, whatever. Yeah. I said I read about like 4 lines of whatever. Yeah, 12:30 tomorrow with Steve. Yeah. Yeah.